Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Huntington Beach, now she's going to Ocean Center. Live. Just talking amongst ourselves here.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
I just heard anal beads. You didn't say anal beads, did you? You said something anal. What were you saying?
Angeles?
That might have been it.
Los Angeles?
I just heard anal beads, you know.
He was, of course you did. It.
But that's on me, man. That's on me.
I was a little drunk inviting Rachel up to the show.
then you realize she's here.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I'll get you on
you
the
get
show.
Todd'll be really high and invite you up somewhere. I'm really drunk. He'll forget you were here. Oh, he's already there. All right. Rachel has an interesting day job.
I do.
She's a phlebotomist for the Nebraska AIDS Project.
Yes, I am.
That's pretty cool. I mean, cool, you do that. I know it's a pays, obviously, but I know you do that. That's a good cause, at least, too.
Yeah.
It's a job that means something.
It's a good skill.
It balances out after you see one of my comedy shows. You're like, oh, she is trying to be a good person. She's not the worst.
Are you good at finding the vein?
I'll bet you can find a vein.
That sounded creepy, though.
Yeah, it did.
We think we know her dad now, so we should probably pull her.
Even better. I'm not going to lie. I'm a great phlebotomist.
Okay, you are.
I rarely miss.
Good.
I rarely miss.
Yeah, I hate when they miss.
Right. Some of them aren't very good.
No. Yeah, a lot of the times it's not my fault.
A lot of veins aren't that popping either, for that matter.
Right. Yeah. The clientele that I usually see is like young, strapping young men. So they have the veins that just like lie on top of their
arms. Oh, got it. That's because everybody's getting tested for syphilis in this town, right? As you told me.
They should be. Douglas County.
Yeah, we have a.
Is it a league leader?
It's been that way for a long time, Todd.
Oh,
I thought it was a gonorrhea.
It's both.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's both.
Yeah.
It's good to be number one.
Yeah, at something, right? Yeah. Football team ain't any good, right?
Mm-hmm. But lucky them. I had a lady try to take my blood one time at the doctor's office. She would stick the needle and then just kind of like
poke it around.
Like jab it around inside my arm.
No.
Do you know what that means?
What?
She doesn't like you.
Well, really? We've never met before.
Yeah, she's great at it.
Okay.
We'll dig around if
she's perceptive. Yeah.
If you're not a nice person.
I met the guy before.
I believe she was very young, and after she had dug around in my arm with a needle two or three times, she went, "I'm going to go get somebody else." And I went, "Please do."
Yeah.
And then the next lady who came in was just like, "Bing." Didn't feel anything, and she hit it first time. It's like, that's what it's supposed to be.
She was the one wearing like the Tweety Bird scrubs, right?
Yeah.
I always trust in an older phlebotomist in the scrub top that has like a Sylvester or something.
Because they've been around for a while.
They've been around.
Yeah.
I like
an old phlebotomist myself.
SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Is that a good one?
No, watch out for the SpongeBob.
Oh, really?
Those are the youngins.
I would think it would be good.
Well, I was trying to be nice to this girl because she was, I mean, you could tell she was honestly trying and she just was not getting it, but it was really starting to hurt.
Yeah.
It was really, I'm like, I was trying not to go, ow! Because I didn't want to scare her off or I didn't want to give her, you know, she was obviously new, but damn, that hurt.
Yeah. I have terrible veins myself.
Okay.
I'm a really hard poke. So whenever I have to get blood drawn.
Well, hey, now.
You know my dad.
We think we know your dad.
No, I'm hard to get blood out of. And so it happens to me too, where someone will be digging around on my arm and they're trying to do small talk with me. And they're like, "So what do you do for work?" And I'm like, "This."
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
And then
I love
they get
that
more
line.
Nervous and right. They're like, "Oh, sorry."
I love that.
Would you
line.
Be able to get it out of your own arm?
I have before, yeah.
Man.
Not by like drugs.
I was going to say. She had a mean heroin habit. She could find that vein.
That's why she moved.
Do you have people pass out?
Yeah, I have. I used to work for the Red Cross, and those needles are huge, and we're getting a lot of blood for donation, and they pass out all the time.
Yeah, my wife passed out when she sees those too, for that matter.
Do you try to, if somebody passes out, do you try to stop them from hitting the floor?
Well, they're usually sitting down. Yeah, I don't draw blood while they're standing up. That's not good.
She's
practice.
Not a vampire.
Yeah.
the same doctor's office where I had the lady digging around.
You had
my
to stand
arm.
Up?
No, I was sitting on like the doctor's exam table.
Oh, not in one of those chairs. The phlebotomist chair. Right.
She was this nurse was, I don't know, maybe 120 pounds tops.
All right.
And before she went to draw my blood, she's like, "Look, are you a fainter?" I said, "No." I said, "Okay." She's like, "Okay, because if you are, I'm not going to stop you. You will just hit the floor, and then we'll deal with
not
it."
Not even trying to stop you? She
no.
could have stopped and grabbed your big melon and said, "No, just go."
She doesn't want to get hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my thing. Right. Yeah, I totally get that. I'm not in my head like, yeah, makes sense. I'd let you fall too.
Like offered you a helmet.
Yeah.
Here's your tourniquet and your helmet.
That'd be funny walking with a helmet on.
She flat out told me, she's like, "I will not try to catch you if you faint."
Yeah.
Because I would have just pancaked her.
I have a nice
falling. You wake up and she's right over. She's still underneath you.
Yeah. I have a nice comfy chair at my place.
Yeah,
where
a bottom of chair.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. You can lean back and stuff. So I'm not worried about it.
Well, and since then, I've been to
and doctors. And puss isn't a hard poke, by the way, either.
No, just ask
any boss.
Yeah. But since then, I've had like, they'll pull out the little foot thing on the exam table and have you sit down in a chair and put your arm up on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But usually the blood is
probably break the stirrups. Out because of your vagina.
Let's have a look.
He's a she. Ha-ha,
he called you a woman.
Well, he's a hermaphrodite.
He's a hermaphrodite.
Yeah, he's got both sets.
He's got both.
It's not that funny. He's got all the parts, man.
No, it's not. There's nothing funny about that.
There's a lot funny about it. First of all, it's not true, but it's funny that we say he has a vagina behind his balls. Yeah. It's been a bit for
years. A lot of people believe it.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of
we're not quite sure if we're joking or telling the truth.
Yeah. And most time he goes with it. Yeah.
Sometimes I lose track of what's true.
Yeah. You have to reach around your nuts, see something there.
Yeah.
Oh, taint. Damn, taint again.
Just taint.
Just taint.
All taint.
Just taint.
Now, you traveled during the pandemic. Did you get sick?
Yeah.
Because this is before the vaccine, so you were putting yourself out there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I moved back to Omaha January of 2020.
Oh, ready to kick ass and take names, man.
I really nailed it.
You did.
And then I started working for the Red Cross. And, oftentimes we'd be going to, like, Norfolk or smaller towns like that, and I'd be stayed up in a hotel. And it was.
And those people, I mean, not just Norfolk, but a lot of small towns, they didn't care.
Right.
They were out doing crap, man.
This was
happened in this town.
What pandemic?
People in this city. Yeah, what pandemic?
This was the beginning. One of the first few drives I did, they gave us painter's masks for like the... because we didn't have the cloth masks and that wasn't a thing.
Oh, the painter's mask. Okay.
Yeah, and so
the N95s weren't around.
Yeah, people were irate about like wearing masks and stuff out in the tiny towns.
Because they're dumb. That's why they're just dumb. Sorry.
Yeah. Well,
in general, they're just dumb. And a lot of them died because of it.
Right.
Did you get sick?
No. Not to my knowledge.
Oh, good. Really?
As of today, I have never had COVID to my knowledge. Okay. Every time I've tested for it has been negative.
And you probably had to test a lot being a phlebotomist, right? Because you're around people. Yeah.
And the Nebraska AIDS Project, too, is like real good and sensitive about like when there's uptakes
I would
and
think
cases
so.
And
sure.
stuff for masking.
Because they believe in science and health. Crazy stuff.
You know, because up until this point, we've got a good handle on like what.
Yeah, a little bit. It's called the Nebraska AIDS Project.
Yeah.
I assume everyone you worked with is all vaxxed. Was that part of the protocol?
I would say so, yeah. It's not a protocol or anything, but most people I work with are pretty up to date and again, knowledgeable on just like numbers, you know.
When you take. With the syphilis test, you go, you tell them right there, oh, dude, it's positive? It takes a couple of days, right?
It takes a couple of days, yeah. So syphilis, you have to
It's curable,
the blood
so it's no big deal. But
any STI you like to play is games? Treatable or right. curable.
Right. Do you like to guess whether that guy's positive or not?
A game I play in my head. Okay. Well, here's the deal, because sometimes people come in with a laundry list of symptoms and stuff, and they're like, what do you think it could be? And I'm not here to diagnose.
Oh, that's
so
right.
Everybody
wants to ask.
Yeah, so I say out loud, well, it could be a couple things. But in my head, I'm like, oh, it's this, dude. It's 100% this. Yeah. We rely on science.
Yeah,
so I'm
exactly
not here
right.
to, you
all
know.
Right. So get tested.
Yeah.
If you feel like you got a little burning sensation in your wiener puss, all right?
Come see me. All
right. Yeah.
She's not
We're
a,
testing.
She's a hard poke.
I'm a hard
poke. Oh, no, not a hard poke.
Not a hard No, I'm a good poke and a hard stick.
Whoa. Wow. She'll talk about phlebotomy?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And that was on my dating profile. So,
What are the symptoms of syphilis?
Puss?
To be honest, the scary thing is syphilis, you probably won't know that you have it for months.
Yeah.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
And then how would you know?
Then if it's real advanced rash, fever, organ failure, burning while you pee, did I say rash?
Yeah.
It says patchy hair loss.
So a lot of people, I mean, is it too late?
You'll sometimes find a vagina located behind your nutsack.
Wait, what? Back up. You had that all along.
It's just been syphilis, dude.
If it hasn't killed
we always wear rubbers with puss anyways. So
you
got to wear a condom, yeah. Yeah. Actually, he had to bring two condoms. He still has a wiener. All right.
What are you doing the math?
He needs one, too. he needs one, too. Yeah. Of course he does. Yeah. All right. I'm making myself get sick over here now thinking about it.
It does just, it makes me queasy. If you always just never had a problem around needles and anything
No, I was talking about just banging puss.
Oh.
Oh, the needle thing. Yeah, I'm not really bothered by needles, actually.
I can be around them, but as soon as I know they're going to, like, be in my vein,
I don't watch the blood go up.
A little uncomfortable.
I turn my head. I don't watch the blood go up, you know, but it's no big deal.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'm type 1 diabetic.
Oh, you are?
Since I was six. Yeah.
Okay,
when I was learning the trade of phlebotomy, too, everyone else in my class is like,
I don't think
I could stick someone. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
So you got
needle in the arm. So.
You ever have any surgery where they had to put you on a blood thinner for a while and you had to poke yourself?
I had blood thinner, but I didn't poke myself. They showed up once in a while and poked me.
Yeah. I had to do that for like a month, and I thought it would get easier, and it never did.
Oh, you poked yourself. I was on pills. You did the blood thinner in your belly, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Did that hurt? Yeah. That was when you had that accident, right?
Right.
Okay, tell me later.
Yeah.
Not now.
I'll talk about the blood thinner now. You had to poke yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I finally talked to my doctor, and can I just do this like 3 or 4 days a week and drink the other days?
Yep, what do you say?
Because you're not supposed to drink when you're on that blood thinner. Yeah.
So, talked to my doctor.
Yeah.
And he said, okay.
I see
at least
you
followed the advice.
I see you're shaking over there, Todd.
Because I was kind of out of the woods at that point. Yeah. But I still had to jab myself for 4 to 6 weeks.
And you told him alcohol thins your blood, too, so it's just kind of the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I figured that'd be the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Instead of poking myself, how about a couple shots of vodka? Sure. Sounds like a good trade.
Yeah, my wife used to be
comedian Rachel Ware hanging out with us this morning. What?
She used to be like the get lightheaded, you know, maybe faint.
Oh, my wife would faint in a heartbeat, yeah.
But then once she went through the process of having a kid,
Oh, I know that.
She got all, there were so many blood draws and things like that involved in pregnancy. She was like, oh, yeah, she was just over it.
No. She toughened up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the time that was all done, she's like, oh, yeah, I'm over it.
She's married to a hermaphrodite. That's pretty tough right there.
Yeah.
Gotta be tough on that one.
The fainting herm.
That's what I hear. I'm not going to stop you. You'll just hit the floor and then we'll clean you up.
That's funny, man.
Exactly what she said.
That is funny. Yeah.
We'll deal with whatever happens after you hit the floor.
But you don't faint though.
I'm not a fainter. I don't have an issue giving blood or having needles.
Yeah.
But I got it. I did. I understood why she was saying that to me.
Right.
She would get injured. She wouldn't have stopped me from falling. She just would have gotten crushed.
Which is a great visual right now. Just her laying there going, like her arms and legs hanging out. She's like 100 pounds, right? Yeah. You're 6 foot four, three, whatever you are.
Who says his arm behind his head? They're all in a heap.
Like you were at the bottom of a scaffolding.
Get this vagina off of me. Yeah. That's what she'd be yelling right now.
It's difficult to
Puss is always saying.
Difficult to describe that for workman's comp.
Oh, what happened to you?
A guy fell on me.
A big pussy fell on me. Yeah.
And I broke all the bones.
Rachel Ware with us. She's out and about. She's going to be up with Nick next week, right?
Yeah, the Funny Bone, Thursday, December 22nd. I'm headlining Rachel's on that show.
And then
I'll be in Lincoln
Friday, right?
On Saturday, December 17th, Gotham at Haymarket.
All right, I'm coming out to see that Nick Allen show since I blew off your other one, you know?
Nice.
Well, there's going to be other comedians to this one. That's why I'm
going. Yeah. That's key.
I'm coming out for that show. That's a Wednesday, right?
Thursday.
It doesn't matter. We're not working next week.
No, we ain't working next week.
We ain't working. I can drink.
I'm going to have to watch out for that. I made a couple Bloody Marys yesterday, and then my wife was talking about it. She's like, oh, Dad could drive me. And she's like, Dad's drinking. And I had to be like, it was early.
Yeah.
Well. But it doesn't make it sound any better. We're like, but it's in tomato juice. It's like a breakfast drink. It doesn't really sound better.
Well, yeah, I know what you mean, but it was still earlier. You're fine.
I didn't think there was nowhere I had to go that day. But there are no errands, nothing.
But it does suck when somebody says, but Dad was drinking.
I was just about to say, that's like, I'm like, oh, that's sad.
I think my kids
I wish we could go to your volleyball day game, but right. Dad's been drinking again, so I can't make it.
Rachel.
And this wasn't anything like that. It was just like going to the grocery store. My daughter drives herself now, too, so I'm like, if there's something you really want from the store, okay, then go get it.
We left the Greg Warren show Friday night. My wife works at an elementary school. She must have caught a bug because overnight, like Friday night, about 3 in the morning, which is Saturday morning technically, she wakes me up. Like, oh, and I wake up hard,
Yeah.
I mean, I've always been I just jump up. When people wake me up, I jump. I go, what? I've been doing it since I was in high. My sisters used to come into my bedroom to wake me up for school. I go, what? So it's not something I've done as an adult.
I'll run around the room.
I've always done it. So I go, what? And she goes, I'm sick. I'm getting sick and I'm puking in here. I said, you okay? And I'm hungover at this point. It's 3 in the morning. I was drinking at the Greg Warren show. Probably told 8 more guys to show up or to come to the show.
They're all lined up outside.
And so I'm thinking, what? What? Okay, so long story, she's sick. So I have to go to the other room because she wants to turn the TV on. So I go to my daughter's at college now, so I'm laying in her room watching, and I go to sleep there. So the next day, I did the same thing. I'm thinking, she was sick, so we weren't going anywhere. So I started making Bloody Marys because I was hungover. And it gets to be about 3, and she goes, I need some Diet Coke. And I go, And my son's at work. My son's at work because he's got a job now, and I go, that's my line. Well, I'm drunk. I mean, not that I was, not going to laugh about drinking and driving, but I mean, I probably could have done it, but I'm thinking,
why risk it?
I'm thinking it's around the corner, I can get to Walgreens, get a butt plug and a Diet Coke, no big deal. But I'm thinking, I basically had to say, nah, but my wife wasn't mad because I'm just going to.
And you forgot the Diet Coke.
No, I didn't go.
Oh, okay.
I didn't go because I was on my second double Bloody Mary. I'm thinking, hey, I'm watching.
That's really good phrasing there. I was just on my second double Bloody Mary. That's 4. I know math. I went to Marion.
And that does land different when it's light outside.
It does. It does. And So I said, wow, we can call Ryder when he gets off work, which was like 8. I go, she goes, no, it's Dr. Pepper in there. So I wasn't yelled at. But yeah, I should have been yelled at. It was a weekend.
You ever do Instacart?
Dad was drinking again. Oh, you know, my daughter used to, when she's home from college, she'll do Instacart. She drives for that once in a while. Yeah.
Yeah. I did that
once.
Oh,
you did Instacart?
It's great. Like, I will also be, you know, 3 triple Bloody Marys down. And,
right. Oh, good. I thought you were alcohol shaming me. I was pissed.
No, not at all. I was alcohol praising you. That was all, right. all support. Okay. But yeah, you can buy on Instacart, like, a single Diet Coke can and
really?
A personal bag of Cheetos. Oh, yeah, it's great.
Nice.
Oh, that's right.
You'll pay like $12 to get it, but when you're drunk, who cares? You saved all the money not going to the bar.
Oh, I should have thought that next time. You're right. I mean, I could have ordered some Uber Eats and got a soda along with it, but you're right, though. Just Instacart would be easier, right?
Nate here on the email has a phlebotomy question.
Oh, what is it?
I've been donating blood consistently for 22 years. Once in my life, only once in my life, did the man tell me he hit a valve in my arm.
Whoa.
Is that such a thing?
Yeah. Absolutely.
What's a valve? It's like somebody's going to squirt up.
Yeah, the inner workings of your arm, there's different veins and stuff, you know, and arterial poke is a big deal. We can't use that blood during donation and stuff, but when you hit a valve in your arm, it's painful and you can't.
Arterial poke sounds like your artery, right?
It is. Yeah.
And the artery is the blood going to the heart?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
She didn't know.
Listen, it's a 2-year trade, okay? Let's not get crazy.
She just said yes.
They might have covered that in the 3rd year.
Her face was so great. I take the blood out of the body, and I don't ask questions, okay? I put it in the cooler, and I send it away.
It's a 2-year trade. You're asking all these questions.
When they hit his valve, he felt like he was being tased.
Yeah. It's super painful.
Does
super
it just spurt out?
No, it just hurts really bad.
Did the poker screw up? The phlebotomist screw up on that one?
The poker. I don't want to throw my own kind under the bus, but it happens sometimes. Well, here's the other deal, too. If you've been donating 22 years consecutively, your veins are like calloused. At this point.
Oh, so you really got to poke to get in there.
And so sometimes when you're looking...
I want her to say
no. I am not going to be able to work today. So sometimes if you've been donating
You tell me
long,
the people... You guys don't laugh at the word poke all the time at work? Of course you don't. We do here, you know. Yeah.
Well, you answered your own questions.
Right.
Yeah.
I will now.
I know you will.
Yeah.
I know you will. But then they'll go, that's... juvenile, you know.
Yeah.
We talk about poking around here all the time. We talked about it last week. What was the somebody's trade? We were talking about last week how do you get through that day without laughing? It was just recently.
Was it like the butt plug factory or something?
No, it was not that obvious, but something that obvious maybe. It was something on the show that we talked about how we always laugh at it. And nobody at the job they wouldn't be laughing at. God, that's going
to
bug me.
I struggle to remember.
That was a couple days ago.
Hour.
I know. Yeah. I had to be last week. Today's only Monday, right?
This feels like an impossible task.
That's what I'm throwing. The listeners will hear it. There's something that somebody always says at work, and we were laughing at it. But to them, it's not. It's not Uranus. It's something else.
Potato?
Nah. I think that's only to listen to the show.
It was some sort of euphemism. That we would have giggled at?
We giggle all the time, but somebody at work, they say it all the time, so they wouldn't laugh at it. And they got yelled at for laughing at it. We just did this story this week.
We're a bad influence.
I know. The listeners might know who it is. All right, we'll take a break anyway. Rachel Ware with us, hanging out this morning. She's a comedian. And a two-year trade, by the way.
And an easy stick, but a hard poke?
Oh, yeah, I want that clip.
No, a you gotta hard dig poke, to poke and an easy... No, yeah.
She said something, you got to really dig to poke me or something like that. I want that clip.
Good poke and a hard stick.
All right, let me save you the 3rd year of school here. Arteries are blood vessels that carry oxygen-rich blood away from the heart to the body. Veins are blood vessels that carry blood that is low in oxygen from the body back to the heart for reoxygenization.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I love when you ask her that question.
Exactly.
She goes, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Thank you for mansplaining that to me. Know what I'm talking about.
Damn.
Wow. Come on back, man. Yeah, sure.
That's Wikipedia. 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 Radio Empire.